Turn with me to Psalm 139. Going to look at a couple different psalms here this morning. Clifton just led that one song about the deer panting for the water. That is one of the scriptures going to look at. And Jethro, during the Sunday school lesson, kind of was getting into my sermon a little bit as well, which is fine. He has not stolen any thunder. But looking at a specific subject here this morning, Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12. I'll read them at this time. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. Darkness and light are both alike unto thee. The essence of God's presence is something that we can never get away from. These few verses, the psalmist writes of a personal experience. His conclusion, as high as the heavens, as low as the hell, from east to west, as far as you can go in the seas, God is always going to be there. As long as there is mankind, God is among us. His presence is with us. Even the darkness, in verse 12, says that God doesn't see darkness. The light and darkness, it's both the same thing. You can never hide from God. Bottom line, you cannot get away from His presence. This morning, this message is directed towards you as a believer. Anyone who has accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this is for you. However, if you are here and that you don't fit that description, you're welcome to listen, and hopefully Scripture and maybe a few things I say might challenge you to a spiritual commitment. But I'm not speaking to the unsaved here this morning. I'm speaking to the believers in Jesus Christ. One of the many neat or unique things about preaching, most of the time, you're not given a outline. You're not given a specific subject. When you teach Sunday school, you have material in front of you. This is the lesson. This is the aim, the theme. You teach that lesson. Many times, I find, in my experience, I find something that is maybe something I'm struggling with, maybe something I feel we as a congregation need. I can kind of pick and choose what I want to preach on. And so that is the case today. Several weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, a customer's car came into the shop, and it had, in the dash, two specific phrases. Be positive. We all like positive people, right? This is kind of weird. This dash, the passenger side, big, huge letters. Be positive. Okay, that's cool. And beside it was those words. So you would kind of assume maybe that somebody has some type of faith in God. This individual was an elderly person, not a pleasant person. Somebody who was very grumpy. made sure you understood that some of the problems they were dealing with. But the conversations always ended in, God bless you. All right, that's kind of a generic statement for many people. But as I seen that phrase, practice God's presence, I was kind of in a little quandary, like, what does that really mean? Now, I'm not going to ask you here this morning, but I know you're thinking now, what does it mean to practice God's presence? I asked a few people, a few individuals, that very same question. Tell me, what does it mean to practice God's presence? And the one individual was like, well, that's really easy. Practicing God's presence just means that you know God is with you all the time. Yeah, we know that. But how do you every day practice? I said, tell me more. I need some more information. I'm not really sure what to tell you. It sounds like something simple, right? Practice God's presence. We often think about God when we wake up. But God's presence, is it just occasionally that He's with us? Is it just kind of randomly He visits us? No. God's presence is with us. As we saw there in the Psalms, like you can't get away from it. What does God's presence really mean? How do you practice God's presence every day? Now, the definition, dictionary definition of presence is the fact of being in a particular place, a state of being present, a person or a thing that exists or is present, but maybe not always seen. So, yeah, we're sitting here this morning, sitting beside each other. God is here with you, right? But we really don't see Him. His presence. Do you have a desire to know God? Do I have a desire to know God? Sure, we know about Him, but really about God. Do I have a real desire to practice His presence? I mean, really, every time we think about God, we kind of believe that He's with us, but what about the times we really don't think about God? Do you have a desire to have Him present in your life all the time, 24/7? That He is with you right here, right now? Turn to Psalm 42. Ever since I saw that phrase, I was on this quest to try to figure out what the real meaning of practicing God's presence is. And maybe for some of you, you get it, you understand it, you know what it's all about, and you just live that way every day. Good for you. I am not that way. I don't always think about God's presence. Every day, all day long. Psalm 42. As the hart panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God and the living God. When shall I come and appear before Him? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my heart, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, and with the multitude that kept the holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and the Hermonites and from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep as at the noise of thy water, spouts all the waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command His loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night His song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As a sword in my bones, mine enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. The psalmist had a huge, deep desire and longing for God's presence. My question is, are we that way today? Yeah, there's times in our lives where we really feel dry and wore out. He goes on to say there in the some of the following verses about how it was written when he was in exile, obviously, remembering some of the great times he had going to the temple to worship. Maybe dealing with a little bit of depression here. He still had that desire to have God's presence with him. No matter what his circumstance was, it was not what he enjoyed. It was not what he was used to. He longed for that, those former days when he enjoyed going to the temple to worship, being with the other people. It was not possible right now. But he still longed for that. We have God's presence here today. Do we continually long for that? We have not been removed from it physically like he was here. So despite the fact of we hear different people talk about life and the unfortunate situations and the bad deck of cards that life has dealt them and many unpleasant descriptions of life's experiences, however you want to word that this morning, the fact is, no matter what you have dealt with, what you are dealing with, and what you're going to deal with, God's presence is always going to be there. It's never going to go away. 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Old Testament tabernacle temple. God's presence was there in a specific place. The tabernacle, as Moses was instructed, the Israelites were instructed to build that specifically, dimensionally. The materials, the layout, everything was very specific. And it was carried out in the Holy of Holies, where the Ark of the Covenant was where God's presence was. Right? The people knew that. They understood that. And the priests would have their duties in the tabernacle, and the people knew and understood God's presence was there. The tabernacle was not God's presence. His presence was in that place. New Testament, there is no temple, tabernacle that we go to experience God, His presence. His presence is within us. As believers, as Christians, His Holy Spirit is within our hearts. His presence is with us all day, every day. We don't need to make those journeys. We don't need to go to the priests. All right? New Testament, God's Spirit is within us. His dwelling place. So, as a Christian, as a believer, I understand that. I know that. I accepted Christ as my Savior. His presence is within me. I know God is in my heart. But am I always fully aware of His presence in my life? Are you fully aware of that? Do I realize that? Do I know that? Do I recognize God's presence all day, every day? Well, of course, we're here this morning, as any other Sunday morning, with believers. We know God's presence is here. That's nothing really to debate. I'm at church. I read the Bible. No matter where I read the Bible, I'm with other Christians, no matter how and where I worship, God's presence is there. That's just basically a given. I understand that. A beautiful sunrise, a sunset, different experiences in life. You just feel God's presence. Freshly fallen snow. A successful hunt. What we call a bountiful harvest. Those experiences are not difficult to feel God's presence. Those are the highlights, the ones that are very say maybe tangible. Obviously, we can see them. So why is it so difficult that I struggle, and I'm saying I'm not saying you do. That's what I said. This subject is something that kind of got me thinking. I've been on this quest. So why do I struggle with realizing, accepting the fact of God's presence in the goofy little details of life, the unpleasant experiences? Maybe you got it figured out. I'd like to know how you do that. I don't have that figured out. I don't know how to constantly realize the fact that God is with me in the little details, the circumstances. John chapter 14, there's two verses as Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He says, I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide in you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. God's presence, his Holy Spirit, among us and in us. But, the stress of life, the busyness, the rushing here and there that we experience, so many things in life that are happening. Necessary things that distract us from realizing God's presence. Again, my conclusion is that it is possible that I can practice His presence even in those unpleasant situations, even in the rush of life, even in the stress of life. My conclusion is this, as my quest continues, that being fully aware of God's presence all the time is nothing more than a spiritual discipline. That's not scriptural. That's my conclusion. It's a spiritual discipline. It's like reading your Bible. Some of you have a very rigid time schedule when you read the Bible or other books. That's great. That's good. Some of you have a very specific time that you pray, meditate, and the list can go on. Those are good things. Those are spiritual disciplines. Practicing God's presence is a spiritual discipline, according to my conclusion. It's similar to Bible reading, similar to prayer. You know, practicing God's presence is not something mysterious. It's not something mystical. There's nothing really strange about it. It's just that I as a human being, struggle with understanding and accepting the fact that God's presence is with me all the time. Not mysterious. Another word I come across, I kind of probably should have known it, but it's not esoteric. What does that mean? I like words. What was your definition, Melvin? Yeah, I'll give you half a point for that one. It means for a specific people, a special type of people, all right? A secluded sect, maybe. God's presence is not that. God's presence is not just for a select few, all right? It's not only for those who are able to spend every waking hour praying and seeking God. Being aware of God's presence is for every born-again Christian who is seeking a holy personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's my conclusion. That is not scripture. All right? The essence of Christian mindfulness is cultivating and practicing a conscious awareness of God's presence. So, well said. How do I cultivate? How do I practice this Christian mindset? How can I constantly be aware of God's presence? And again, maybe this doesn't really mean much to you. It means something to me, and therefore I'm sharing it. Two questions to ask yourself. We looked there in Psalm 42. First of all, do I really want this awareness? Do I really long for God's presence? As a deer pants for the water, so my soul seeks after Thee, O God. Do I really want to have God's presence with me all the time, all day, every day? Do I want this awareness, and do I want God's presence? Yes, most of us who have been born and raised in a Christian family have been taught many of the right things. We read our Bible, we pray, we accept Jesus as our Savior, we attend church, we encourage church membership. There's a few verses that we always throw in to like try to cheer people up, like, rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. We know those words, but how many of you do that all the time? It's, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's tough. I get it. I don't do that. Rejoice always. Give thanks in everything. Be content. But the fact is, I believe it is possible. Maybe, unless you're a monk, they have things to deal with, but their lifestyle is quite a bit different than what we know. How do I practice God's presence 24/7? I mean, after all, I need a job, I need to work, I have to provide for my family, I got meals to prepare, I got laundry to do, house to clean, and the list can go on and on about the necessary things in life. Nothing wrong with them. It's just something we deal with. Schoolwork, studies, obligations to meet. I gotta study to preach. I gotta study to teach Sunday school. I got committees. The list can go on and on. The things that we do, necessary things. How is it possible to meet all those demands in life and still have time and to recognize God's presence in my life? Psalm 89, verses 15 and 16 say this. NIV, the version, says, "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim You, God, who walk in the light of Your presence," or countenance. "O Lord, they rejoice in Thy name. All day long they exult in Your righteousness." Psalmist says, for those of you who have learned. It's not something that just happens. It's something that we have to learn, spiritual discipline. Rejoice in God all day long? How is that possible? When things happen in your house. Dale was talking about a sewer problem several weeks ago. How do you rejoice in something like that? And again, you can fill in some of the things you don't really like to do. Rejoice in God all day long. By walking in the light of His presence, the psalmist says. Being aware that God is with you. An essential part of rejoicing is simply acknowledging God's presence. When you can acknowledge God's presence as you're digging that sewer line, might, should, help you to rejoice a little bit. So, don't be ashamed for not praying every second of the day. Don't be embarrassed for not being thankful in every situation. But however, as we mature in our faith and our understanding of God, we can and should become more and more aware of His presence in every situation. The verses there in Psalm 89, speaking of presence, is the same Hebrew word when Moses, after he led the children of Israel from Egypt, he was instructed to build the tabernacle. It says there that God spoke to Moses face to face. And it says there that, it was in the next verse or so, that God told Moses, "My presence will be with you." Alright? God's presence. Think about it that way. The presence face to face, meaning Hebrew, was just like me talking to you. Like a friend, a face to face conversation. That's what the presence of God means in those couple references in Scripture. Think of it that way. When you think of God's presence, think of Him being beside you, talking to you, talking to Him, face to face. Do you long for this type of communication with God? Does your heart yearn for a face-to-face conversation like with a friend? Just like talking to a friend. Well, guess what? The truth is, you can do that. You don't need to go through any courses and try to figure it out. You don't have to figure out any mysteries. You have that privilege to do that today, every day, all day. Matthew 28, verse 20, when Jesus is speaking to His disciples, just before Him ascending into heaven, He says, "Be sure of this, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Jesus' promise is relevant for us today, that He is with us always. His Holy Spirit was sent. We have the Holy Spirit within us today. Remember, it's not mystical. It's not mysterious. God is God. God is holy. His Spirit is holy. God Himself dwells in every believer. 24/7 direct access to God, with God, face-to-face conversations, like speaking with a friend. You and I have this ability to practice God's presence in this very moment. Remember, as we cultivate, we must actively develop this discipline. It does not come naturally. Our minds are easily distracted. Talked about some of those daily activities that we all have to do. Study, chores, work, business. All of these things are necessary that constantly distract us, can distract us from God. So the conclusion I have to leave with you here this morning, as my quest somewhat continues, that we must pay attention. I believe, obviously, in our Christian life to be victorious over sin, over temptation, is we have to be aware. We have to be aware of our, obviously, our surroundings, but also we need to pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to God's presence in the present moment. This includes the moments when we feel we are too busy, because God is in each one of those moments. God is present. God is as present when you clean the kitchen as well as when you're reading your Bible. He is present as you work on a project as well as when you are worshiping together on a Sunday morning. Simple matter of cultivating and realizing God's presence in all of it. Every moment is an opportunity to connect with God. It takes practice, it takes patience, and it takes discipline. Also, repetition. Three closing points I want to leave with you here this morning. The primary way to practice God's presence is meditation. And I'm not talking transcendental, I'm not talking there's all kinds of meditation pushes today. I'm talking about meditating on God's Word. A specific time when you meditate on God's Word. All right? That's nothing new. That's nothing alarming. We need to meditate. This is a training ground. It is so difficult. So why is it so difficult to turn our thoughts toward God through each day, through the little moments, through the small details? It's because we're focused on other things, necessary things. We pay attention to different thoughts. Or, the fact is, maybe we worry a little too much. So an essential part of learning in the midst of all our busyness is the mindset of shifting our focus and noticing what we are paying attention to. Shifting your focus to notice what you are paying attention to. Meditation is a workout for the attention muscles. It trains you to focus your attention to one thing. Second one is a mindful pause and check in. Pause and check in. Now, most of us do not have 10, 15, 20 minutes every day that we can just kick back and meditate. Grab the Bible, sing a song, whatever, however you want to do that. Some of you do, that's fine, you can do that. But throughout the day, it's not always practical to do that. So, what about taking 1 minute, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, making a conscious effort to stop and think about God's presence? You don't have to disrupt your day, you don't have to disrupt anything really. A quick, small pause and check in. Think about God's presence. Maybe you just hung up the phone from, maybe it was business, maybe it was just a personal phone call. Take a minute. Think about God's presence. Maybe you just filled the dishwasher or the washing machine or cleaned the dinner table off. Maybe you're driving down the road. Maybe you just got home from somewhere. You're sitting in the car. Take a minute before you get out. Maybe you just laid down to go to bed. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Simply take that time and direct your attention to God's presence like He was there, like a face-to-face conversation. Thank Him for being there. Thank Him for His presence. Talk to Him for a moment. Take a few deep breaths. Rest in the knowledge that God, yes, the God of all gods, He is present with you right there, wherever you may be. A short, mindful pause and check in. And the third one is a mindful awareness. Discipline our mind to be aware of God's presence during everyday routine activities. Like I said, maybe it's driving your vehicle, answering the phone, cooking, cleaning, laundry, washing dishes. You know, matter of fact, washing dishes, studies proved, research shows, if you struggle with maybe a little anxiety or maybe being a little depressed, wash dishes. Try it. That's not in the Bible. It's a freebie. Washing dishes relieves stress, releases anxiety. I don't know. When I was a kid, I sure didn't think so. I don't mind washing dishes now. No, when I was a kid, we had lots of chores, and there were lots of kids in our house, and I tried everything to get out of doing dishes. But washing dishes does release stress, releases anxiety. A necessary thing we have to do. We have work, like I said. These normal everyday activities, the things that need to be done, those are opportunities for us to focus on God's presence. And I would challenge you, if you forget everything else I said this morning, remember this one thing. Take one of your specific duties this week. Doesn't matter if you're a child, a youth, a parent. Take something that you do every day. Cooking, driving, studying. Take that one specific thing and make it a conscious awareness of God's presence. Like I said, it's not a 15, 20 minute meditating thing. When you pull out your school book, where's Lexi? She loves English, right? No, she hates English. When she pulls out her English book, she's going to think about God's presence tomorrow. Guarantee you. Why? Because I called her out. All right? I'm not going to call everybody out. But there's an example. When you pull that light unit out that you hate, or light unit that you really love, or PACE, whatever you call them anymore, for students, Think about God's presence when you do that, before you take a test. When we just get in our vehicle to go to work or to come home from work, whatever it is, take that one specific task that you're doing and remember, practice God's presence. When you learn to use an everyday activity as a mindful awareness of God's presence, then you will be able to transform a simple daily chore into a small act of worship. Gratitude for the Lord's loving involvement in your present activity. Everyday activity, a mindful awareness of God's presence. Turn to Psalm 27 as a last few verses I'd like to read. I think I'm going to just read the whole psalm and just kind of let the psalmist speak for each one of us here. Just a positive thing, focusing on God, the salvation we have in Him, and the awareness around us on everyday life. Psalm 27, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though a host should camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I will be aware of His presence. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine enemies, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry, my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for the false witness arise up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful. We are grateful for today, for this opportunity. Yes, as we gather together as believers, as we congregate, as we corporately worship, but also we're so grateful that You, Your Holy Spirit, is within each life of a believer. You promised to always be with us. You're not going to leave us or forsake us. You promised to dwell among us and also in us. Thank You for that promise. And may we, as Your followers, as Christians, continually to be more aware of Your presence in our life, whether it's the beauty of a rainbow, a sunset, or whether it's the day-to-day activities of taking care of families and children and houses and fixing things that are not pleasant. We know You are there with us every step of life. Thank You, Father, for being there, being a God who loves us, for being a God who has a plan for each one of us. May we take that thought and promise today as we face this coming week, that Your Spirit is with us and guiding us. We pray this in Your name. Amen.